Blog Talk Radio.
Like to hear some of our Messianic Jewish brothers and sisters there in Israel. The words are in Hebrew, of course. It's the Lord our refuge, the Lord our Redeemer, the Lord our Messiah. Trust in Him. Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining us today. Great news for today's world, presented by Sisters of the Lord, and we are so honored to have you with us. We would love to hear from you. Just contact us, on Facebook, on our email, our texting, our phone, or however you can get a hold of us. And of course, the co-host of the great news for today's world is my one and only sister, Sarah Edens. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Robin, and hey, everybody, every listener on this line. Hope you guys are having a good week, getting ready for the weekend here. It's going to be sunny instead of all the rain we've been having, which will be nice. How are you doing, Robin?
I am good. I was just sharing on our college class just a little bit ago that studying the strength and joy of the Lord in Isaiah 51 and 52, put on the strength, take off that dirty garment of depression and downness, and rejoice in the Lord. I'm sorry, I'm ready to preach, sister.
That's all right. No, that's great. We love getting excited about the word around here. Well, I'll go ahead and open us up in prayer, and then you can just take it on.
Okay.
Father, thank you for this day, Lord. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, you have given us so many reasons to rejoice. Rejoice because it's your breath in our lungs. Rejoice because we have friends and family to come alongside us in this life. Father, I just thank you that you're providing everything that we need. We just need to look to you as dear children of yours, and that you, our Father, will provide all we need. Father, give us strength today, just as Robin was talking about. Strengthen our minds, strengthen our hearts in Christ, that we may go forward proclaiming your kingdom today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We had, it's been a while because Sisters of the Lord here in Oklahoma kind of shut down because I was traveling so much. But we had the great first meeting last night with the staff at the International House of Pancakes. And, you know, Oklahoma is deemed as number one in the USA as the state of abuse and violence. We take a large stand against that. That is Sisters of the Lord mission, even across the world. And if you are being abused and neglected, just reach out for help to someone, your pastor, us, we will find someone to help you. It's not a shame to reach out to someone. It's a shame when you don't, because it could cost your life or your family. And so, again, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to study about rest. How many like to have complete rest? I don't think a lot of people today, Sarah, know how to rest. What do you think?
No, I agree. I think sometimes, I know, especially for me, when I think of rest, I think of maybe sitting on the couch or getting a little bit of extra sleep, but that's not necessarily what rest is. So I think this will be a really, really good teaching topic.
Well, we're going to read, if you would please, dear, Matthew 11:28-30 for me, please.
Sure will. So Matthew 11, and this is verses 28-30. It says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Amen. Thank you. I want to kind of break this down as quickly as possible, but not too quickly. You know, I was blessed with a wonderful family, raised up in church, and my mom and dad eventually became pastors. We traveled, evangelized. It was a wonderful childhood. And I remember if I'd ever get hurt or fall down, my mom or dad would say, "Oh, Robin, come here. Come to me. Come on." And if you didn't have parents like that, let Jesus be that Abba Father, that Daddy. But he says, "Come unto me. Come here. Let me just hold you in my arms." When someone says, "Come here to me, come," let Jesus get close to you. He's talking to those who are laboring, who are working hard, who are trying to live by the law and can't, and they're trying to survive. That word, labor, "There come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, weary, tired, exhausted." That's what causes sometimes a lot of abuse in this world. People take it out on the so-called ones that they love. And it sounds ridiculous, but it does happen. And then the heavy laden. Heavy laden is your mind just feels like sometimes you have such a headache, unwanted thoughts, unwarranted precepts of things, to load oneself with a burden. You know, this is what we're going to talk about today. Do you have anything to add to that, sister?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. And he says, come. So here we go. Let's just run to Jesus right now. He's there. He's with you. Let him hold you, the great comforter. Let him feel your presence. Years ago when I was a teenager, I had a vision. Actually, I believe I was there, but you can call it what you want, of heaven for 4.5 hours. And I will never, and I still to this day, feel the Lord's hand touch my right shoulder and help me to stand up before him. Such comfort, such warmth. Let the Lord comfort you today. Let him be your great shepherd. As Psalms 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have no want. He makes me lie down in green pastures." That is pure rest. That is rest in him. Resting is complete, total submission. As a baby, we could keep going back to the example as a child. When they sleep, they are out. They don't lay there and worry about the bills, about the food, what they're going to do, about their job. They just go to sleep knowing that they're old enough, that mama and papa is going to take care of them. And Jesus said, "I will give you rest." blessing that comes through prayer, reading His Word, just spend time, just worshiping Him. He's just seeking those who want to be a true worshiper. Oh, Lord, we just worship You. We come to You, Lord. Lord, sometimes we get so tired and laid with all the burdens of the world. But we take Your rest right now, that completeness, that shalom of You, O Lord. And the rest means to cause or permit one to cease from any movement or labor. How many can say they do that? They cease from any movement or any labor to recover and collect his strength. I know my husband the last several days, Robin, just rest. Stop thinking about everything. Just be calm. Jesus is taking care of everything. Be quiet, you know. And that's such good, great wisdom that we can take in to each other as we just trust and rest in the Lord. In verse 29, it says, take my yoke. Take it. Just take it. Have you ever seen, Miss Sarah, a team of oxen or buffalo?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Okay, they have this big thing they call a yoke. And if it's not on there correctly, they fight each other, trying to either plow or pull the wagon. But Jesus' yoke is easy. It's so light. And he says, take my yoke. Join up with me. Walk with me. Learn of me. For he is meek. He is gentle in heart. He is quiet. He is restful. It doesn't mean you have to be weak. You can be all of that and still be strong for the Lord in the power of his might. But he says, take my yoke. Come on, walk with me here. Plow up these worries, these fears and labors and burdens, and learn of me how you can be this way, meek and quiet and low in heart. Shh. Like a mama would take a baby and just rock that child. Shh. Let's just rest. Go to sleep. And just picture the Lord holding you. And he said, and you shall find that rest unto your souls, in your mind. Get a hold of yourself. Let Jesus walk with you always. Learn of him. Spend time with him. Be bond with him, yoked with him, and your mind will be quiet. Try it. What do you think, Sister Sarah? Tell me.
I want to expand a little bit here where he says, you know, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And I'm really glad you brought up the example of the yoke and the oxen. And just to reiterate how Christ is the one that's leading and guiding us in all things, because when you have a new animal, when farmers have a new ox or cow that they're needing to hook up and train on a yoke, they put it with a more experienced cow or oxen. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens on that yoke, they're together, and the more experienced one leads the other side by side, but he's leading him. And so I just wanted to just put another reminder there on how Christ leads us through his Holy Spirit while we're here on
Hallelujah.
The earth.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. I want to share one more scripture. It's Matthew 27 through 28. Jesus said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
The day of rest was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is the Lord Jesus, who is the Sabbath. So come to him. Rest in him. Take his burden. It is light. He will carry it all the way for you. And so let me pray for you right now. And Sarah, if you'll close out for us when I finish, I'd appreciate it. Father God, we just thank you that we can come to you, oh Papa, through the blood of Jesus, that you are the great comforter, the peace, the rest, everything that we need. Lord, remind us continually of your everlasting love. As we spend time with you, Lord, bless the people across the world who's listening to Great News for Today's World. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name.
Jesus, thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share our burdens with you, that we don't have to hold on to them, Lord, but we can surrender them. We can cast our cares upon you because you care for us. Lord, as we go about the rest of our day and through this weekend, I just pray that whatever's going on in the hearts and minds of the people on this call, that they would take the time to pause, think of you, and to share what's going on in their hearts with you. And let it be released to you and bring your abundant peace upon them, Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, everybody, have a blessed weekend. Bye, Sarah. Bye.